Welcome to Impact to Income. This is Tyler Watson here, and I am super excited to be on this show, this interview. Here I have someone who is a specialist in the legal world and yet has an incredible story of entrepreneurship, and her name is Jennifer Grady. And are you here with us, Jennifer?
Hi, Tyler. It's great to meet. Great to be here.
Hey, Jennifer, welcome to the show. I'm excited to have you.
Thank you.
So, Jennifer, I know as we were talking a little bit before, you mentioned a little bit about what you do. So could you just describe to the listeners kind of what your message is, what your passion is, and why you do what you do?
Yes, Tyler, I'd love to do that. I have a law firm. It's called the Grady Firm, and we're here in California in Beverly Hills, Irvine, and San Diego, California. And we work with entrepreneurs and business owners from around the world. And my goal really is to help people start and grow their business. So we work with companies either at the startup phase to help give them that advice they need to get started, like forming an entity, getting their licenses, getting their contracts, all the way up to our multinational corporations where we act as their outside HR department. And we help them move employees around with their visas. We do training. And then we help foreign entrepreneurs bring their businesses and get established here in the United States. And this is something I've been doing for the last 6 years, and I have a lot of passion for it because I'm really creating something, and I'm helping people take care of themselves and their family and their community.
Awesome. So, Jennifer, tell me, like, what started the passion? Did just one day all of a sudden you woke up and you're like, this is what I want to do? Or was it more of a journey that led you to do what you're doing right now?
I would say it's more of a journey. I actually am a third generation entrepreneur, but I didn't really see that path until I was actually several years out of law school. I had worked for a few firms and then ended up working for a friend of mine who had his own firm. And he said, the only way you'll ever learn is if you go out on your own and experience everything yourself rather than having an associate above you just reviewing your work. So I thought about it for probably 3 months before I went and actually formed a professional corporation, and really didn't know if it was going to happen. I was 1 foot in, 1 foot out for a few months. And then once I formed the entity, got that first client, then I said, I'm really going to make a go of this, and haven't looked back since.
That's crazy cool. So it took you about 3 months after kind of hearing that message to go do your own thing, to learn your lessons, to actually make that choice?
Yes, and I definitely thought about it a lot. I was still interviewing at other firms. I had 3 interviews at one firm in particular, and I didn't really know anybody ahead of me except for two lawyers, and sometimes they did have complaints or made it sound really challenging, and I thought, how can I do all of the billing and get payment from clients and even get the clients, since I was an associate as a firm and the work was handed to me. So basically, I did end up going to the Small Business Development Center, the SBDC in LA, and they provided me with free coaching and counseling and really, I guess, started me on the path of learning what I needed to know. So they don't teach you any of this in law school. They just teach you theory. So I pretty much did seminars. I read, I ordered books. I pretty much taught myself from the ground up and continue to do that with a coach I've worked with the last 4 years. And we meet on a weekly basis. And we're continuing to look at the numbers or create crazy marketing ideas or plan for speaking engagements around the world. And then our current struggles now is the growing pains and infrastructure and constantly modifying that as you grow.
So I have some cool questions for you then. So it sounds like, you know, because I'm a coach and I love coaching. My biggest wins have been through having a coach, someone to guide me.
Right.
And a lot of people here listening, they're either wanting to be coaches, or they are coaches, they are serving others. How important is it to you, Jennifer, to have a coach? And why would you suggest getting someone to guide you or teach you something?
Sure, I think anybody who cares about learning and growing and improving needs a coach. And I honestly think everybody does, just not everyone is ready for it. And I do meet other attorneys either at my organizations or for lunch, and I will always be encouraging them to get a coach. And some of them think they can't afford it or they're just not ready. And I think that that's a shame in a way, because I think number one, the most important is the accountability. Number two is taking that time out of your week to reflect. So we meet every Friday for an hour, hour and a half, and then we'll look at the numbers some weeks. Some weeks that coach will be a life coach or a therapist, because if you're not doing well in your life or something's off and you're running a business, that affects your business. So after enough years have passed, we've figured out what my patterns are, what consumer patterns are, and then we factor that into the business. And then it's great when you look at your year review and you say you made more money and you worked less, and we've accounted for that. And at some point you can have these things be a little bit more predictable, and then you can move on to the things in your life that you want to do, so it's not all business all the time. So I think the coach has seen this, and he's been in the business for 25 years, so he knows where it's going and can inspire me where I might have my own limitations. He can say, well, I've worked with plenty of people before you, and it's gone these multitude of ways, so this can, this dream that you have actually can happen, and we just plan for it and work backwards.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing, Jennifer. And so on your journey, you know, for myself, you know, getting a coach, being able to be coached, you said you've had some big wins. There's been times where emotionally it's kind of like, I need a life coach or I need, you know, a therapist. What would you say? I just think about my experience. For me, I don't know if this is true to you, but as an entrepreneur, some of my biggest wins and my biggest successes have come from me overcoming my negative thoughts and my downs and me feeling like it can't be done. And then to have somebody to boost me up and to say, keep going, and to guide me. Like, I've learned so much about myself, and a big part of me, I'm a deep down inside, I'm like a lazy procrastinator. I want to put it off to the last minute. And yet, by being an entrepreneur and having coaches, it's pulled me out of being lazy and procrastinating to saying, no, you're going to get things done and you're going to do it quickly. And by confronting that, it's been amazing. You know, it's helped me show up as a better husband for my wife, a better father for my kids. And I don't know, for you, have you had any experience through that as well on this journey, to where you feel like you've had some emotional wins?
I mean, definitely. So when I started the firm, it coincided with some really big, probably the worst year of my life, I'll just put it that way. My younger sister passed away suddenly, just from MRSA, at the age of 26. And then coincidentally, I became counsel for a family lawsuit, and that counsel came through the next day. So I was dealing with both of these things at the same time. So I have the grief, then I have the anger about this lawsuit, and they were all wrapped up in one, and you don't know which way is up, which way is down. You can't really work, but I continued to do it. And then I think after about 9 months of just very intense rolling with all of those feelings and sorting them out and actively doing a lot of soul searching, I just woke up one day and said, I don't want to be sad anymore. I want to move forward with the life that I have and make something better with it. And so that is actually when I started with the coach, and I felt just kind of like this broken baby bird. And then he saw in me someone with a lot of potential, a lot of energy, a lot of desire to create something. And so then step by step, it was first just, you know, making enough to pay the bills. Then it was traveling around the world and doing speaking engagements. And now at this point, it is having multiple attorneys working for me and multiple locations, and then giving me the opportunity to be the business development and review the work instead of just doing every single piece of the business. So having the coach really kind of push you forward and say, it is going to be okay, and I can see where you'll be in a year when I couldn't see that myself.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing. And so if you could give us one piece of advice on as an entrepreneur, you know, with your story, with everything that you've been through, to help people keep the path and to keep motivated and to get, you know, continue no matter what? What would that advice be?
Having tried to inspire friends to start their own law firm, or I had a women entrepreneurs group, I've had young lawyers groups. So, I mean, for me, just being employed and in charge of your own destiny is really something that's important to me. That way you're not dependent on a job. And in the last 5-6 years, everything has been in flux and the employment landscape has changed so much. But I really look at that as an opportunity to move forward and do things on your own terms.
Awesome. So being able to do things on your own terms, see, you know, as a self-employee, to
right.
kind of
and
own
there's
that.
Plenty of excuses that you can have as to why something won't work. But if you're really committed, you'll make it happen. So having worked with entrepreneurs over the last 6 years, there are plenty of people that I see on LinkedIn are back at a job, or maybe you went out into business with a friend and that didn't work out so well. So I do always recommend, as a lawyer, get everything in writing and really think about those terms together through your, if you're going to have a partnership, put that in writing. If you're going to work with clients, put that in writing as well.
And that would be my next question, because you do have an expertise in law. You know, as entrepreneurs, we work with a lot of people. And can you just speak to that, some things that you see that maybe to pitfalls to avoid as an entrepreneur, or pitfalls as a coach or a speaker that might happen in legally, and just to how to make sure ducks are in a row?
I would say probably the number one thing that I hear from smaller entrepreneurs or solo entrepreneurs are disputes that they have either with clients or independent contractors or employees. And a lot of it comes from not setting the expectations or not following up, or whatever agreement they had wasn't clear. So I always recommend, if you're working with clients, get a client engagement agreement that specifies the scope of the work, how you're going to get paid, what happens if you don't get paid. Also, with independent contractors, first you want to make sure if they really are an independent contractor as opposed to an employee, since if they're misclassified, that can lead to penalties and fines. But I do recommend similarly outlining a lot of those expectations as well, and just really thinking about what can go wrong in the future, how can we work on that now. It's really like a prenup if you're going to be getting into a relationship with someone, if you're defining it ahead of time. So I don't always recommend getting these agreements off of the internet, because a lot of times they have either clauses that aren't applicable or they're missing really important ones. So the benefit of working with an attorney is that they can think of a lot of these things for you. So we've seen where it goes wrong, and we can point out and think of things that you might not have thought of yourself.
So if someone on here was looking for some legal advice and wanted to get some help from you, how would they get in contact with you, Jennifer?
Sure. Well, you can find us on the web at gradyfirm.com. And we also have a lot of blog articles about entrepreneurship, about employment law, immigration law, business law. And you can also give us a call, and our number is 323-450-9010.
Great. Could you just repeat the website and the number again for our listeners?
It's www.gradyfirm.com, G-R-A-D-Y-F-I-R-M, and our number is 323-450-9010. And you can also email me at jgrady@gradyfirm.com.
Awesome. So, yeah, if we have someone who's just kind of interested in understanding, or maybe have some legal questions, would that be the best to just call or email you and shoot you some messages there?
Absolutely. They can email me directly or set up a consultation on our website. We have a tab for scheduling as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And hopefully as we continue this new year, everybody gets legally aligned, and as well as just inspired, you know, through being able to commit to do whatever it takes, and that no matter what you go through, to keep going. You know, with your story, you're sharing how you it opportunity formed right at the deepest pit, the darkest times. Yet now, where you've gone because you haven't quit, it's turned into something amazing, and that is completely what you wanted and probably more from when you started. So,
right, and when you start at the bottom, there's nowhere to go but up. So the other good news, right.
Well, thank you guys, and thank you so much for joining us on the show. I appreciate everyone listening here. Again, if you want to get plugged in, you can go to the website again is Grady. Can you repeat that one? What was that?
Oh, GradyFirm.com.
GradyFirm.com. And thanks for joining us today on Impact to Income, and we'll see you on the next show.
Thank you, and best of luck to all the listeners.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.